We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Yotches Sif Gimel. Hamaspal, one who davens Sarach Shieda, Shashchina Kenagdo, has to recognize that the Shechina is, he's facing the Shechina. As the Pasuk says, Shivchi Kamayim Libech Noichach Pnei Hashem. One is facing Noichach Pnei Hashem. He is davening in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Reb Chaim Brisker says, whenever we speak about tefillah and what we're supposed to think about tefillah is one is the most essential kavana we're supposed to have when we think about tefillah is that we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says that is the definition of tefillah. And if one is not does not recognize and he's that is what he's doing, then his entire tefillah is missing the most fundamental element of tefillah. V'yar ha-kavana, he should do whatever it takes to arise his kavana, to get the proper kavana. V'yosef ha-kal machshavas ha-tardus ha-soy, he should remove anything else that he may be thinking about. Ad she-tor machshavta v'kavanasoy zaka v'tefillasoy, until his pure, only he's thinking about tefillah. V'yachshav, he should think to himself, if he was speaking to a king, to a president, he would arrange what he's going to say, and pay proper attention that he should not in any way misspeak. One has to prepare himself, specifically when we speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMachshava K'may Dibra, what we're thinking and what we're saying are the same. Because of Kol Machshava Suchayka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of all of our thoughts. The Kaidim Yachshav, so therefore before he begins to daven, he should think about Meroimus HaKayiz Baruch, Shemai, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, V'shifos HaAdam, and how we are nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should think only, he should think about, should remove Olam Hazeh and Gashmius from part of his being. And one of the ways the Gra and the Nefesh HaChaim all indicate one can accomplish this is that when one is mispalo, when one davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when he davens for Gashmius the needs, what he should have in mind is, well, if I need Gashmius, if I need that I should be healthy, I want to be healthy, should I be able to have the strength and the ability to serve Hashem. If one davens for panasa, I should have the income that I need to be able to have the menuchas hanefesh to serve Hashem, that I should be able to have the financial ability to do what I need to do for in mitzvahs and avodas Hashem. When one davens for nachas, one davens for good children, what is the definition of good children? Children who are Yirei Shemayim and Oivdei Hashem. Sif Dalam Etzbal Tzor Shecham Belibay, Pira Shemoytzi, Mila Shemoytzi B'Sfosov. A person has to understand the words he's saying. Shnem Tocham Libam, Tak Shevaz Necho. V'kvar Nitzvah Sohabi Sidurim, and the Ketzvah Shechonach says there were many Sidurim already published, and Pirish Ashkenaz with the translation. V'yochel Kol Adam Lovin, Lomar Lovin Mashem Espal, in order that people should understand what they are saying. If one is unable to do so, at the minimum, one should think about when he's davening, things that bring that a person should be humble in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that direct them towards Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if something else comes up during his davening, Yishtoik, he should remain silent. V'yamtim, and wait. Ashet batal machshava, and till that passes. And what should he be thinking? He should be thinking how I'm standing in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I was standing at the base of Migdosh, how careful would I be about what I say and about what I think? And by coming to that recognition of where you are, what you're doing, then that will bring you on the right path of how to daven. Sif Hei, Yichav Ragav Zetzazu, he should put his feet together, Kila Einan El Achas, as if they are only one foot, the dumbest malachim, in order to be similar and look to the malachim. As far as the malachim, the pasuk says, "Regleim regli yisharim, the feet are together. Reclaimer regleim nirois kregel achas. The two feet look like really one foot. V'yachav roish me'at l'mata. He should bend his head down." V'yizga enav and close his eyes. Shlo yistak l'shem dov and not look at anything else. V'mispalam and asidr, if he's diving from a siddur, lo yosa enav and asidr, he should not remove his eyes from the siddur. V'yaneach yodav aliboy, he should put his hands on his heart. Yamina yasmoloi, the right hand on top of the left hand. V'yispalam b'leiv shalom, he should dive in with full concentration. Be'ema b'yira, with fear. Ubachna with humility, ka'ani ami b'pesach, like a poor person asking for tzedakah. V'yotzes emilim b'piv, and he should pronounce the words b'kavana b'digdik with concentration and prayer properly. V'yisbala kol echa k'fi anusach shaloi, everybody should daven according to their nusach, hein ashkenaz hayin svard, whatever nusach you come from. Kol yisodosim ba'ari kodesh, all of the nuschos that we have are based on very strong foundation. Aval al yorev tevis menusach nuscha. What you shouldn't do is mix up nuschas. Ki kol nuscha every nusach atfila tevisa menuyos v'suris. The words of those nuschas are exact. A pisodus gedolim. They were built on very strong foundations with Kabbalah. Vein lahosif legra, and therefore one should not change it. And as the Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal, that there are 12 gates in Shemayim through which the tefillahs pass. Each gate represents a different shevet. What that means is that every shevet had its own path and had its own nusach how to daven. If somebody is davening, somebody has one nusach and he's davening in a shul that davens another nusach, the poskim say, Shlomo Klugin, the Shas Tshuvos Uvart V'chata B'chayim, says that when you're davening quietly, then you could daven your nusach, even though that's not the nusach of the shul. It isn't a violation of Lois Eskaidu. However, when you're saying the words out loud, Kedusha, or other parts of the tefillah that are recited out loud, there one should follow whatever is the minig in that shul, not daven his own nusach on anything that's said publicly. Also, a question that comes up that the Shem Tzion Balacha discusses, he says that even though the halacha is that we should be careful about the nuschas, and publicly he says everybody should daven the same nusach in one shul, but he suggests when it comes to the havara, the way the words are pronounced, and different minhagim have different ways of pronouncing the word, the Havara. He makes a very interesting point. He says, when it comes to the Havara, we could all say, even if there's most of the people in one shul daven with a certain Havara, with a certain way of pronouncing the words, the other people in that shul could daven with a different Havara, and even if he's about tefillah in a shul, where most of the people daven with a certain Havara, he could daven with his own Havara. Siv Vav, Yizar L'Spal Balachash, person should daven quietly, D'Shmon Esrei, Rak Shu Atzma Yishma Mash Oimer, only he himself should hear what he's saying, V'Chaveri Shebesamach Loi, somebody standing right next to him, Lo Yishma Koloi, should not hear what he's saying, K'mash Amar B'Kosu B'Chada, as the Pasuk says, but at Tfilas Chana, Rak Svasa, knows only her lips were moving, V'Koylo Lo Yishmaya, one cannot hear her voice. Sivzayin, lo yismach atzmi hashum davar, one should not lean on anything when he's saying Shemin Esrei, asmicha kaldhu, even the most minimum type of leaning, it's not appropriate, it's not respectful. However, from huchayl k'tzas, if he's not well, yochel espal, one may daven afil yoshev, ashaychev, sitting or lying, v'ushi yochel chavan datoy, if he could have the proper kavana. V'im efshal l'espal b'fiv, if one can't pronounce the words because of a situation, he should think the words. And if somebody, but the Paiskim say better than not being, than just thinking the words, is hearing and being yotze with the shlich tzibur. Following the word by word with the shlich tzibur might be a better approach for somebody who can't say the words. Sif ches. Layachs b'yad b'shas tefillah shmanesrei. While you're davening shmanesrei, you shouldn't be holding anything. Rak sasedr samachzer. Only the sedna machzim tzarech loy that he's davening, that he's davening from. And not only is the halacha, say the poskim, that you shouldn't be holding anything, but if you're carrying something, that by carrying that thing, you're going to not, it's going to draw away your attention, or you're going to have to concentrate. Let's say you're carrying something expensive and you're worried it shouldn't fall. So that is something that takes away your concentration from davening. And put it down before you're davening. If somebody's going to have a siddur or machzer, we have to turn the pages, should prepare beforehand where he's going to have to daven from, that he shouldn't have to start turning pages while he's davening. Again, that's not concentrate, that doesn't represent proper concentration on tefillah. There should be nothing between him and the wall when he davens. Chizkiyah faced the wall, v'yispalel. For the mikri chatzitza, but it's not considered chatzitza, el dovah shigvay asar tfachim, if it's something that's 10 tfachim tall, v'rochav 4 tfachim and 4 tfachim wide. Avodavah cotton, something small, loy chashav hesig, is not considered a hefsig. But filu dovah gadol, furthermore, even if it's a larger object, however, imudavah kavua, if it's something that's permanently there, could go in aron, v'teva, Don Kodesh or the Teva, Loichash of Hefsik, it's not considered a Hefsik. Vadam Nami, Ena Chaitzitz, a person standing behind a person, that is not a Chitzitza. The Paiskim differentiate whether the person in front of you is davening. If the person in front of you is davening, it's not considered a Chitzitza. If the person in front of you is not davening, then it is a Chitzitza. Ubshasat Chak, Bechol Inyan Ein Lahakpid. If one doesn't have any choice, he could daven wherever he is. Kivin shesogir ein, if you close your eyes, a mispala b'teich hasidu, you daven from the siddur, shleit hispatul kavanosai, that you should be able to properly concentrate. V'lo yiskein lo yispal k'neged ezit tzir. When one davens, one shouldn't look at anything else. And that's why I saw that the poskim are discuss what happens if the Aron Kodesh has the most beautiful parochus, and it's something that somebody will pay attention more to that parochus than to the tefillah. And so the Paiskim say, if you daven in a shul, and you daven in that shul all the time, so the parochus or whatever, windows or whatever else that's beautiful in the shul, is something that you're already accustomed to. Since it's already something you're accustomed to, there's much less of a concern that you're going to pay attention to them. But if you're davening there for the first time and it's not something you're accustomed to, that's much more of a concern. And that's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is. That's what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is speaking about. Similarly, I saw that the Paiskim say that even the Sidurim that they print should not have fancy decorations or pictures, because again, the person who's davening is going to be more concerned about the pictures, that's going to take away from his concentration to the davening. If somebody's davening facing a piece of clothing or a wall that has beautiful decoration on it, yizgar enough, he should close his eyes. Kenegin mara, facing a mirror, osul espal, one may not daven facing a mirror, a filu beinayim segurus, even with closed eyes. Even not just in front of a mirror, but if somebody is davening in front of something that has a reflection, so when you look at that, it has a plastic cover or a glass cover, and when you look at it, you could see your reflection, then the halacha is that you should also not daven, But there the Paiskim say that here the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, facing a mirror, even closing your eyes doesn't work. There, closing your eye will work. Lois Baba Makam Paritz, one should not daven in an open area, like in a field. When one is in an enclosed area, he has the proper fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that causes him to have the proper attitude towards davening. But if he's on a road, then he can, may daven in a field. But if it's possible, certainly one should not daven in a busy place, a store or a street, where there are many people constantly walking back and forth. That is certainly not the way to daven, and certainly not going to enhance anyone's kavana. Sif tes, lo yigak v'lo yifak. Giyuk, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, hanem ha'shapama adam moitz megufa lefiv, neficha, machmas, savay, somebody burps, kereich ha'macha sh'ochel, that comes from overeating. He stretches his arms and body because he's tired. That means to yawn. If somebody must do so, it's beyond his control. He should put his hands on his mouth. It should not be visible that he opened it up as he's davening. One may not express saliva when he's davening. And if saliva has accumulated in one's mouth, and it bothers him that he can't continue his tefillah, he should have it, put it into a tissue or to a piece of clothing. If that's difficult for him to do, he should turn to his left and expel his saliva facing backwards. If he can't turn his head all the way, Yirek L'Smoilei should go to the left side. If that's impossible, Yirek L'Yaminei, he should go to the right side. If he was bitten by a lice or by a insect, Yamashrish Begodav L'Asiroi, he should try to get it off his clothing. It shouldn't cause him not to be able to concentrate. He shouldn't touch it with his hands when he's davening. If somebody's talus fell off while he's davening, even if most of the talus fell off, he could put it back on. If the entire talus fell off, then he can't put it on anymore. He shouldn't have a hefsek. That's considered a hefsek in middle. Putting it back on in middle of the tefillah is a hefsek. V'mnafel sefer l'fanav of ha'aretz. If a sefer fell down in front of him on the ground, he can't concentrate properly because seeing that sefer on the floor disturbs him that he can't concentrate properly. Then the loch is mutar lagbia ben bracha lebracha. He can pick it up between the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. Kol advar masur mitoich tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. Anything that one may not do while he's davening the Shemoneh Esrei, asurim ad la'achashif sabsiyos, are also until he finishes the Shemoneh Esrei. Vafalin hefsik, what you're allowed to answer while you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, there are different halachas, if it's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei or it's at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei, k'mashe kosev, as we're going to learn. This halacha, if there's something that fell down, that bothers you, has different applications. If the window is open and one can't properly concentrate because it's so cold, or if there's a telephone ringing on a constant basis, or different things that take away one's ability to continue concentrating Shemoneh Esrei. Since, as we've been learning, concentrating during Shemoneh Esrei is so absolutely essential, he should do whatever it takes to be able to regain the concentration.